Welcome back to another episode of Above the Fold with the Ad Communicators Network. I'm Kelsey Litchfield, and today our guest is Jill Carlson, Communications Manager at Wyffels Hybrids. Our topic of discussion today is about Wyffels and their cause marketing program called Serving Those Who Serve. Jill takes us through the initiative that started back in 2019 and how it looks today partnering with Farm Rescue. I asked Jill about how their marketing team selected a nonprofit partner for this program and how they have connected the initiative to their overall marketing campaign. Finally, I would also like to thank Jill and the Wyffels Hybrids team for their support and for being a sponsor of Above the Fold podcast. Now let's get into this interview with Jill Carlson. So Jill, first, give us some background. I was looking up the initiative, Serving Those Who Serve. Tell us how it got started. Where did this idea come from and why did you do it? I think that's an important part when it comes to marketing.
Absolutely. So the initiative started back in 2019. We launched it at Farm Progress Show. And it really kind of gets back to the Wyffels purpose, right? To relentlessly serve others. And we were really looking for a way to help like-minded organizations give back. You know, we really focus on helping serve our corn growers, but we do more than that. You know, we're a family-owned company. We're incredibly actively involved in the community. So we wanted to find a way to take that to our customers and give them a way to give back. Because, you know, at the end of the day, everybody likes to give back. Everybody likes that feeling, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how really the initiative started, is we wanted to find a way for everyone to be able to serve others and to give back. And it started with supporting an organization by the name of Homes for Our Troops. So Homes for Our Troops is a nonprofit organization that builds and donates specially adapted custom homes for severely injured post-9/11 veterans to enable them to rebuild their lives. So for 3 years, we supported the Homes for Our Troops organization, and we were really thankful to be part of 3 home builds. We were able to meet the veterans, interact with the folks from Homes for Our Troops. We did Serving Those Who Serve a little bit different because we had Serving Those Who Serve hybrids, and either $1 or $2 for certain hybrids went to Serving Those Who Serve and ultimately Homes for Our Troops. So then, you know, we were talking about what's the next phase, because we knew we wanted to continue with Serving Those Who Serve because the response that we got was outstanding. But we wanted to bring it back to what we do, right? And that's to serve farmers. And what better way to serve farmers than to help them at a critical time? And that's when we found Farm Rescue. And for those that aren't familiar with Farm Rescue is a nonprofit organization that helps farm families dealing with a crisis, whether that's an illness, injury, or natural disasters. And they come in and they provide the support that they need to get the work done. And that's planting, harvesting. You know, right now we're in the middle of baling season. If farmers need help with that, Farm Rescue can come and pitch in with that. So again, it's been great for, we're about rounding off our first year with them to support that. And the cool part about supporting Farm Rescue right now is that they're brand new to Illinois and pretty new to Iowa. They got their start up in the Dakotas. So they've got a lot of familiarity up there, but when it comes to Iowa, Illinois, and really it's the Wyffels marketing area that they're really trying to increase awareness. And so that's what they really need help with more than anything, is spreading the word. It's one thing to hear about Farm Rescue on the radio or things like that. But farmers, as we know, don't like to accept help. You know, they'd probably rather have a root canal than accept help. But if they hear about something like Farm Rescue from their seed dealer or somebody in the farming community, it's going to mean a little bit more coming from someone they know and trust than if they just hear it. So that's really what we're trying to help do, is spread the word. And we're also helping the volunteers. You know, the initiative is called Serving Those Who Serve. So we are literally serving the volunteers and helping make sure that they've got the financial support that they need to get to the farm cases. So yeah, that's kind of where we got our start. And that's what we're doing now. And we're excited about it.
That's great. One question I have is how, I imagine there's many other companies out there that want to give back, they want to be in part of their community. How did you go about making sure you found the right nonprofit partner? It's benefiting both of you in great ways and really helping the farmer, but how did you make sure it was a good fit for everyone involved and go about what was the process of finding that right partner?
That's a great question. And that was hard, honestly, because there are so many deserving organizations. You know, thinking back when we originally started it, it was really focusing on helping veterans or a military connection. Now we transition into farming or finding the right farm organization. For us, it was the personal connection. We did not want, there's a lot of nonprofit organizations that they just want you to hand over a check and then hands off. Thank you very much for your monetary donation. We're going to put this to a great cause. Thanks so much. And we'll put your logo on the side of a truck, a banner, or whatever it is. We didn't want that. We wanted something where we could actively be involved in whatever that service is. And that's why Farm Rescue was so appealing. Because a lot of our employees, our seed reps, everyone could sign up to personally volunteer. They've got the skill sets that Farm Rescue needs for a lot of these farm cases. And the more volunteers Farm Rescue has, the more farmers they can help, because then they're going to have somebody that's right there to help out. So we were already part of farm cases in three in Iowa and three in Illinois. And the other cool part was, and this, it's also a bittersweet because we had a seed rep and a customer tragically lost their farms in the tornadoes I went through back in March. Three generation farms, you know, gone in an instant. And they heard about Farm Rescue through Whipple's talking about it. And so it was very bittersweet to have some of our own use Farm Rescue. So we were there. We helped get the seed planted when they needed to get planted. We made sure the volunteers were on site. We helped pick up debris. I mean, so much debris was across these fields. So even before they could plant, they had to clear the field. And so we helped with that. We brought lunch to the Farm Rescue volunteers. And then our guys, you know, they've gotten in the tractor to help plant. So again, it went back to finding that right nonprofit that kind of had the same purpose that we do. And then we wanted to be hands-on. We just didn't want to cut a check and step back. We wanted to be actively involved in the service.
Yeah, and I bet the seed reps and the employees, they really enjoy being on the farm. I mean, I know I do. The
Yes.
one thing I enjoy going on a farm, and if you can actually serve and be helpful, and that just makes it all the better. So it seems like a natural, like you said, personal fit that made it easier.
Yeah.
So with this program, do you just continue it every year, or do you do new things in terms of marketing? Like how do you keep this campaign going?
Sure. It has changed. It has evolved, you know, and we're just finding different ways to incorporate it into our overall marketing campaign, and other tactics. You know, on this podcast, we talked about Wiffles Wednesday. And so one way that we're incorporating serving those who serve with Whipple's Wednesday is, you know, the guys are finding a local coffee shop or a local brewery or whatever it is, to partner for a Whipple's Wednesday. And a dollar of every coffee goes back to Farm Rescue. We're incorporating into farm our post-harvest meetings. They have a raffle there, you know, very something very simple as a raffle, and all the proceeds going back to Farm Rescue. And then coming up, we have our first ever co-branded event. John Deere is another big sponsor of Farm Rescue. And so we wanted to take the opportunity right here in Geneseo, where our headquarters, there is a John Deere dealership, Prairie State Tractor. So on June 16th, we are having our first Farm Rescue Friday together with Prairie State Tractor, and we're excited about it. We're going to have, you know, a short little agronomic update with one of our agronomists. Prairie State's going to talk about their new See and Spray technology. And then the cool part is we're going to have Barb and Gary Karstens over. Barb and Gary Karstens are in Iowa. Last year, right before planting season, Gary was injured. They've also got cattle. One of his cattle knocked him down, ended up having surgery, all the things. So Farm Risco came in and planted his crop last year, and he and his wife are going to come and share their experience with Farm Rescue, just to kind of, again, share the message, let folks know that it's out there. But we're pretty excited that we're going to have our first go at a co-branded event with another Farm Rescue sponsor.
It's a great collaboration. You know, you just get in front of more audiences.
Right.
It's a good strategy.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's an opportunity for Prairie State to interact with the Wiffles customers and for Wiffles customers to interact with the Prairie State customers. And beyond that, you know, it's we're opening it up to really anybody in the community or in the area and that can get over to Geneseo that night. And then again, we're going to do some fundraising. We're going to have some awesome raffles for giveaways. But so it's a education and fun and for a good cause. So
yeah, definitely. Is there anything, you know, from a communications marketing perspective, not that I want to say you wish you did differently, but like how, when it comes to creating, whether it's the event or incorporated into your marketing, what do you hope to further do with it? Or how do you hope to get more creative? I'm just thinking of along the lines of we can always improve, or how would you, through this process too, how would you encourage someone else to work with a nonprofit and incorporate it into their own marketing strategy?
I think the biggest thing is to be open-minded, and it's a learning. Every time I work with the folks at Farm Rescue, it's a learning opportunity. And I think the other thing is we're kind of doing things like this first run with Farm Rescue Friday and partnering with Prairie State. Our hope is for us to learn, you know, the best way to work with another company like Prairie State on something like a benefit for Farm Rescue, and then take that out to our DSMs and our seed reps and say, you know, this is what we did, this is what we learned, and this is how you can do it in your local communities. I think the biggest thing is we're trying to figure out the best way to package up some projects or tactics here as part of the marketing team, and then share that out with our guys so they can do it at a local level. The other thing is, you know, working on, I mean, it's a cause marketing program, right? It's so rewarding. You're doing it for a good cause, and of course you're doing it for marketing reasons, but at the end of the day, you know, I think it gives our sales force something different to talk about. We love talking about corn, don't get me wrong, we'll talk about corn all day long, but it does give them something else to talk about. And again, it comes back that people really want to give back. It makes them feel good, and this is a great way to do that, and I think it invigorates everyone. Every time we get it, you know, any chance that we get to interact with the folks at Farm Rescue, the volunteers, or the people at the home office, you can just see it. It's just kind of puts a little pep in everybody's step, and it's a little bit something different in your day. So that's great. And the other thing is, you know, just you've got to find a way to connect it to your overall campaign. You know, I think it was a separate thing for a while, and now I think we are learning how to incorporate it into our big picture, you know, the big brand marketing campaign.
Right.
And so it's a learning curve. This is something new to us. You know, we're going into year four now. So we're learning things along the way. And I think it's the biggest thing is to be open-minded, find an organization that thinks like you and works like you and has the same goals, and learn from each other. It's been pretty cool, and help each other out. When we had the farm cases up in Iowa, I know Farm Rescue wanted to do a media event, and that was their thing. That's not a Wiffles thing, but you know, we helped them out with a media list. You know, this is who I would reach out to, and it worked out really well for them. It doesn't necessarily benefit directly to Wiffles, but it ultimately benefited Farm Rescue, and that benefits everybody.
Yeah, And what I really like about this is it's a mix of online yet in person. And, going through COVID, everything got moved online and people were getting tired of online. So you're having this in-person event, but yet you have a digital aspect to it. So I think it's a good all-around campaign to look at and see how other companies can incorporate that into their own. Because it touches everything, and I'm sure you get photos or anything that you can user-generated content that you can share on your social medias and things like that. So you're able to grab a lot of content, I would say, from it too, to use digitally from those in-person events.
Absolutely. So the farm cases that were over in Iowa for the tornadoes, we were on site with them. We met the families. They pulled up their photos. When we got out there, it was 5 to 7 days after the storms. A lot of cleanup had already happened, and so, they pulled up the tornado itself because it had been shared around the community, and it you saw the impact of this twister. And it was just so real. But yes, to your point, we got to talk to the families. We got to talk to people in the community that helped out, the farm rescue volunteers. Yeah, that's a lot of content right there. And it's again, it's a bittersweet thing because you don't really want to benefit from their loss, but on the other side, we want to share what farm rescue can do for families going through this so that other families can be helped. So, yeah.
It's a win-win solution
It
for
is.
something to
It
come out
is.
of a tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Jill, is there anything else you want to add about this campaign or Wiffles in general before we?
Well, I will point out, you are dealing with another organization, so that is another level of approvals. So it's making sure that how much time they need, if you're doing a press release, if you're doing a postcard, whatever it is, that is another round of routing that you've got to factor in. Thankfully, the ones that we have worked with, Homes for Our Troops, had a little bit more like lawyers looking through things and things like that. Farm Rescue is not as intense as that. So it is another level of approvals that you've got to factor in. But there again, once you have that established relationship, you have a good feel for what you can and can't do with logos, photos, things like that. So it's a learning curve there too. But all
Plan
in all,
ahead.
it's rewarding. Yes, plan ahead.
Plan
Exactly.
ahead.
So
It's
yeah.
great.
All right. Well, thank you
All
for
right.
having me. This has been great.
That's it for today's episode of Above the Fold. Before we leave, I highly recommend going to the Wiffles Hybrids website and learning more about Serving Those Who Serve initiative and how it highly aligns with Wiffles Hybrids' mission. It was also interesting to hear about the behind the scenes of what went into creating this program and the big why of the program. Hopefully, this episode got your brain thinking like it did for me, and try to brainstorm of what partners to collaborate with. A big thank you to Jill Carlson for being on today's podcast episode and to Wiffles Hybrids for their sponsorship. I'm Kelsey Litchfield. Thank you for listening.